how we generated over 120,000 rand in online sales for our dropshipping business in South Africa. Hello, good day, guys and girls. So welcome back to another episode of The Business Talk, where we focus on sharing our tips, tricks and secrets of how you can go about in terms of growing and scaling your business online. So I'm Shane Bichner, founder of The Business Media, where, as mentioned, we help small and medium-sized businesses with using Facebook ads, Google ads, as well as email marketing to help them in terms of growing and scaling their business online. So for those that have tuned in today's video and the first time to your channel, at this channel, we share content around e-commerce, dropshipping, and business growth, mostly in the sense of digital advertising, social media, and marketing and business best practices in general. So if this is your first time watching any of our videos, I would like you to please drop a comment down below, as well as just to subscribe if you would like to be in the know of any future and up and coming videos. So again, without further ado, as in today's title of our video, is I would like to share with you the biggest lessons, whether it's tips and tricks or secrets that we have learned with being able to take our online store to 120,000 rand within 12 months in South Africa. So firstly, we focused on building and starting a dropshipping business. So this business was started in November of 2022. So basically 1 year ago, that's when we started this business. So this business took the shape and form of a dropshipping online store. So for those that don't know, dropshipping is whereby you don't own the stock and inventory that you list and advertise and sell on your online store. Only once you receive an order to your online store would you need to fulfill that order. That order will be fulfilled directly from your courier, or it will be delivered from the courier to your location, where you will then be able to dispatch and deliver your orders and goods to your customers. This is a very simple business model because, again, it's not capital or investment heavy, so you don't need lots of money to firstly, you know, start the business, and it's not as difficult in the sense of having to build your own brand or business, where you have to develop the product, find a business name, a brand name, and go about in terms of, you know, doing all the necessary homework before you go about in terms of launching your brand. But what we essentially done was using an existing brand within the market. So I think the first step was to find the right brand, product, and supplier. So those three really much ties together. So basically, you would have to, you know, firstly start off with doing your market research. So understand what is it that your market would be willing to buy and shop or and looking to shop for right now. Is it a product that is a necessity that people require, you know, all the time? Does it serve a particular, you know, market or niche? Is it, you know, generally, you know, servicing towards or marketed towards male or female? Is it an item or product that is, you know, for a more older customer, a younger customer, a teenager, a baby, or if it is at a higher price point or premium product, or if it is a mass market or a lower price point item? Those are all stuff that you have to do when it comes to your product research. But that's importantly your first and most important, you know, step and aspect, is to find the right products to sell. What the right product is, again, finding the right supplier, a supplier that is reliable, that is going to be able to fulfill your orders and dispatch the orders when and if necessary, and also to be able, you know, to make sure that when the orders are delivered or dispatched, that it is quality controlled and that the products, you know, are in working condition and it is the correct product as per what the customer, you know, have ordered. But, you know, moving on from the first or initial point of, you know, firstly understanding the correct product that you would like to sell. So again, this video is again suited for you whether you are an existing brand or product. You can kind of, you know, very much skip this step. But if you are a business that wants to start selling online, then it's important that you, you know, keep this step in mind. Again, some products are basics and everybody requires and needs them, or some products are very, you know, niche or has a particular market that they serve, or again, there are products that, again, are seasonal, where customers only shop them particular times of the year, or there are things that are, again, summer products, winter products, or again, products that customers will shop just on occasions, or it is trend related. So I think the first thing we focused on once we found our product and launched our online store was to get customers and traffic, you know, to our online store, because we now have built and now launched our online store. No one knew about the online store other than my friends and family that I told about the new business. But the first step was to, again, attract customers and visitors to that store. So we decided to use the approach of Facebook ads. So whether we used a minimum budget of 20 Rand and even going as far as 50 Rand per day, this allowed us to actually really much test out which product is working. So again, using this approach of paid Facebook ads, we were able to, again, you know, not only to drive awareness to our newly built online store, also to test which products were selling or gonna sell better than others. We were also able to use this to drive traffic, but also to be able to start building data within the Facebook app manager, in the sense of audience and customers. Again, we will use these audiences in kind of the future steps when we talk about retargeting and remarketing to customers. So again, with a kind of small and low budget, we were testing out different things such as products, different images and collaterals, whether we use a static image, whether we use videos, whether we use images with sound or videos with sound. Really much focused about testing out, you know, different types of advertising. We also focused on different objectives, again, as mentioned, whether it was the objective to increase and drive awareness, whether the objective was to drive traffic and customers to our website, or whether the objective was to actually focus on driving conversions and sales. And all of those options are available to you if you have a Facebook business manager, and under the ads manager option, you'll be able to set up your own Facebook ads. So again, Facebook ads is applicable for, again, any business that is selling products right now, whether you sell through an online store, through a marketplace, or through offline channel as well. Secondly, we focused on customer conversion. So once we started getting all these customers to our online store, we now had to convert these customers into either adding these products to their cart, signing up to our newsletter, or even essentially to place an order and to make a transaction with us online. So firstly, we focused on building trust. So trust for a new online store is a very big thing. So Africa, we have a big issue of online fraud and scams. So a lot of people are very hesitant in terms of ordering and placing orders from a new online store. So what we did first was giving customers a discount voucher for any first purchase. So basically what we did was we offered subscribers 10% for every time they were gonna shop, for every first purchase that they have made. So basically we call that first shop, and for every order they've made, they would have received a 10% discount voucher for that. So that really helped a lot of customers that were first skeptical about the store. It gave them, you know, some kind of confidence in terms of making their first purchase with using, you know, the discount and voucher code. We next also focused on free delivery. Many times in Africa, customers don't want to pay for delivery fee at all. That's why we offered the option for free delivery. So all orders over a certain value or threshold, whether it is 500, 1,000, or 2,000, for example, would qualify for free delivery. So in that event, customers were not billed for delivery cost, or they didn't have to pay any extra or additional delivery fees or charges. That fee and delivery was taken care of from us as the online store, but very much it helped us increase our conversion rate to our customers. Last but not least, because we were trying to build up our email database and also be able to engage with customers on emails, because we gave out the 10% first shop discount voucher, we were exchanging the discount for customers' email addresses for us to be able to communicate to these customers. But also we were also building, again, these email databases. We were able to talk to these customers via mailers. So these mailers consisted of launching new arrivals, talking about new products. Whenever we had a promotion or a special, we'd use our emailer to communicate this to our customer. That our emailers were customers that were much more engaged with our brand and business, so therefore they were more likely to convert, make an order, and essentially convert into a sale. So those were kind of the principles we followed from a conversion point of view. So firstly, we focused on customer acquisition. Secondly, we focused on customer conversion. And lastly, we focused on how do we now increase our average order value and how do we make customers actually spend more with us online. That is where we started introducing various methods or strategies around increasing our average order value, or as we know it as our AOV. Here we focus on giving customers, again, discount and promotions when they shop the second or third time with us. So any repeat customer would now receive a voucher for that kind of loyalty, or for them to come in, make another repeat or a returned purchase. As mentioned earlier, remember, different products have different product life cycles. So some products or some online store might see customers make one big purchase for a period of time, and other customers on online stores might have a higher retention or repeat customer rate, where customers come back frequently and often, and therefore, you know, spend much more value in terms of their orders over time. We then focused on also offering these customers, again, the waiver of free delivery. So it doesn't matter what amount of orders they spend, whether it was below or above the threshold, we just offered these repeat customers free deliveries for any and all of their orders. So again, this really much encouraged customers to come back to purchase, but also it gave a reason for customers to come back and to make an additional or another order and purchase. And then last but not least, the most important thing for retention, we focus on customer service. So because we mentioned trust being a very big factor for customers from an online point of view, we know that once customers place an order, they are very uncertain if the order is ever going to arrive. They're not sure, again, if this is a online fraud or scam. So customer communication is something that was very important. So we drove this communication to our customers by using courier updates. So as soon as the order was collected, we would notify the customer. Once the order is in transit or on the way to be delivered, we'll notify the customer as well. And then lastly, on the day of delivery, we also notify the customer via SMS as well as via an email. This again just puts the customer at ease, kind of peace of mind. Customer is not too stressed about the order, but also it just shows a good level of customer service. And I think lastly, from an after sales point of view, once your order has been delivered, just to ensure your customer is happy that it is the correct item that they have purchased and actually shopped and expected to buy from you, that again just gives you a point of difference and just makes you give your customer a great online shopping experience. So that was kind of in today's video a summary of how we generated over 120,000 rand in online sales in the last 12 months. Firstly, was focusing on customer acquisition. So how do we acquire new customers and visitors and traffic to our website? Secondly, we focus on how do we convert these customers into sales? Do we give them vouchers and discounts? Do we offer them free delivery? Or do we communicate to them via email marketing? And then last but not least, we really much focused on driving increase of our average order value, where we focused again on upsell and cross-sell opportunity, giving repeat customers vouchers or a discount. And lastly, just ensuring we give our customers the best level of shopping and online experience. So again, thanks very much for those that have stayed tuned in today's video. I know it was quite a lengthy and quite a mouthful for those that have listened and that have stayed tuned until the end. So if you would like to book or if you have a online business, or you like to go online, whether it is launching or building your own online store, or if it is in terms of growing and scaling your existing online store, feel free to leave a comment down below, or I'll leave a link where you can book a free consultation call with me, where I'll be able to show you exactly step by step how we can help your business achieve the same or even better and greater results. So from my side, thanks very much again for tuning in to another episode of today's Business Talk. That's it from me, Shane Bichner. Thanks very much. Keep well, guys.